Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 on a Tuesday morning. Fog out there, 68 degrees. A man is hospitalized in critical condition after a burglary led to a fire that also caused minor injuries to four Wichita police officers.
Police say the officers responded Sunday night to a 911 call about a burglary in progress inside of a home's detached garage. A news release says arriving officers found that the garage entry was barricaded from the inside. The officers eventually got inside and discovered a man had locked himself in a smaller room where a fire had been set. The officers used fire extinguishers to put out the blaze and rescue the man. The officers were treated and released due to smoke inhalation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Former Kansas City Chiefs assistant coach Britt Reed has pleaded not guilty in a crash that left a young girl critically injured. The judge modified Reed's bond yesterday, allowing him to drive with an interlock device installed, requiring him to pass a breathalyzer test before his vehicle will start. Reed, the son of Chiefs coach Andy Reed, was charged in April with driving while intoxicated, causing serious physical injury. This was 2 months after he hit two cars on an Interstate 435 entrance ramp near Arrowhead Stadium. The collision happened just days before the Chiefs played in the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay, Florida.
Missouri becomes the final state to adopt a prescription drug monitoring database aimed at flagging possible opioid misuse.
State lawmakers struggled for years to pass a bill over primarily Republican concerns a medication database could be hacked. The measure finally made it across the finish line last month. Most of Missouri, about 85%, is already covered by a prescription database run by multiple counties. Advocates have argued expanding the program statewide will give lawmakers more oversight and prevent people from loading up on prescriptions in the areas still not covered. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
President Biden is reiterating his support of Ukraine's territorial integrity ahead of a summit next week with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
President Biden invited Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to the White House later this summer during a phone call ahead of President Biden's first foreign trip later this week.
They were able to talk about basically every significant aspect of the relationship, including with respect to the U.S.'s support for Ukraine's security.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says President Biden told Zelensky he will stand up firmly for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Zelensky has raised concerns about next week's summit with President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
One town in Rhode Island has quite a recent history with animals on the loose. Now, another one.
Back in February, it was a 1,500-pound steer which spent about 2 months on the lam around Johnston, Rhode Island after it escaped on its way to the slaughterhouse. Now that same town is looking for a donkey This donkey was first spotted around 7 p.m. on Sunday near the town line with Scituate. Johnson Mayor Joseph Polencina tells the local radio station he's worried this donkey might cause a car accident. Animal Control plans to patrol the area where the donkey was last seen. It was 3 years ago a group of aggressive turkeys were harassing drivers in that same town. John Saucier, Fox News.
Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News he and his wife dined in the downtown area over the weekend, and he liked what he saw.
Just, you know, going back out downtown and seeing just all the activity and people out and about and things opened up, it's amazing. It's Wichita's definitely bouncing back.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're seeing some patchy areas of low clouds and dense fog, and that may hang around for a while this morning before moving on out. Sunny and 87 for the high later on today. Dry and quiet weather continues throughout the next several days. Our overnight low near 70. We warm up Wednesday to 90, 93 Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, fog, 68 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 7 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the Morning, 6:34 here on this Tuesday morning. And again, 68 degrees. Today is June the 8th, 2021. On this date in 1966, a merger was announced between the National and American Football Leagues to take effect in 1970. I'm sure there are many people who don't realize that we at one time had two pro football leagues going at the same time. And it was interesting. It was interesting. The NFL had the old style of almost always, you know, like 3 yards in a pile of dirt.
Yeah.
And just
a lot of running game.
A lot of running, not much passing. And the AFL came along with these young teams, and these guys just threw it out there.
Ahead of its time, wide open passing game, speed and emphasis.
I just remember.
Rather than the big uglies.
Yeah. I remember Daryl LaMonica from Oakland just letting that ball go. And I mean, it was 60 yards on the fly. He did it all the time, and it was fun. But they merged the leagues, and now we just have one, right, Ted? The NFL.
Well, the USFL is starting back up. I know. There's only one major league, yes.
Well, that's going to be kind of a spring thing, too, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
An order to have a dry military has led to a liquid dilemma. Recently, the head of German forces in Afghanistan banned the consumption of alcohol for security reasons. And with each soldier entitled to 2 cans of beer or its equivalent each day, which has led to a glut of beer, wine, and mixed drinks at Camp Marmal. How much of a glut? About 6,000 gallons of booze, including nearly 60,000 cans of beer. Getting rid of the surplus alcohol was a challenge since local religious traditions bar it from being sold, and it couldn't be destroyed due to environmental reasons. Finally, the German military found a civilian contractor to evacuate the booze and recoup the shipping costs by selling the excess alcohol. The deal solves a big logistics issue, just as German forces prepare to withdraw from Afghanistan as the NATO mission in that country ends in the coming months. Yeah, the bigger deal. What to do with all that German booze in Afghanistan?
I didn't realize the Germans were over there.
It's NATO, so there's several nations involved. Texas woman, a mom... facing charges for posing as her 13-year-old daughter at the Child's Middle School. 30-year-old Casey Garcia posted a YouTube video entering the school wearing a yellow hoodie, glasses, and a black face mask. She said teachers and faculty didn't recognize her until the final period. Garcia says she did it to prove a point that we need better security at our schools, claiming that it would be easy for a potential school shooter or to enter unnoticed. Got a point. However, the school district didn't appreciate her social experiment. She's been arrested and charged with criminal trespass and tampering with government records. On the other hand, at the next school board meeting, I bet they talk about this and about the fact that if we do have security in our school, if she can do that. All right, it's coming up on 6:38 here in Steve and Ted, and time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, last week was a holiday-shortened week that saw only about 56,000 head of cattle sold in the 5 area feed yards. The average price in Kansas was $119.98, up 23 cents from the previous week. Now, the cattle complex Monday traded mostly lower and closed negative, but well above the session lows. Last week's higher highs and lower lows are current I should say that again. Last week's highs and the lows are currently the resistance and support areas for our cattle complex. Now, the lean hogs continued with strength yesterday and new contract highs along with positive closes. We saw August live cattle down 30 cents at 117.77, August feeder cattle 27 higher, 150.20, and July lean hogs a buck and a half higher, 122.10. Now, a combination of index fund rolling of positions and flip-flopping weather forecasts resulted in Monday's grain and soy complex mixed closes. They all came well off their early session highs. November soybeans and July soybean oil made new contract highs yesterday. The corn good to excellent rating dropped from 76% down to 72%, and soybeans' first rating of the year came in at 67%. Their trade was looking for 70%. Nationwide, the wheat harvest is 2% complete. July KC wheat at the moment is 13 cents higher at 643. July corn up 8 3/4 at 688. July soybean 16 1/4 higher at 1576 1/2. July crude oil trading 63 cents lower at 6860. August gold down 70 cents at 1898.10. The June S&P 5 1/4 points higher at 4230 3/4. June dollar index 15 cents higher at $90.10, with June Dow Jones futures holding 14 points lower at 34,601. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, I'll grant you, I have no idea what I'm looking at, but on the west side of town where my daughter lives, she lives, you know, there's a farm on one side of their housing project and a farm on the other side, and they got some wheat fields growing out there. It looks to me like it's coming in pretty good, nice and even and uniform. So, and it's green, so there you go.
Well, we're getting closer and closer and seeing the wheat harvest get, you know, closer to Kansas. There is possibilities here by the end of the week. We could see it not too far south of the Kansas border if we continue hot and dry weather.
Really? That quickly? It's almost in Kansas then, huh?
Well, I said by weekend it might be just south of us.
Just south of us, okay.
Yeah. So, and right now it's just starting into the southern part of Oklahoma.
Okay, so, yeah, it's going to – but once it gets – if it gets some nice sunny dry weather, it's going to ripen up in a hurry then, huh?
You got that exactly right. And that looks like what's in the forecast.
Mm-hmm. So ready to get on your combine and go out there and go, huh?
That's right.
Yeah. Got your Steve and Ted hat on and you're ready to –
Now, I don't have one of those Steve and Ted hats.
I don't either. Ted, do we have a Steve and Ted hat?
I don't believe so.
I don't have. There's no such thing, okay? if there were, they'd have to have holes in the side of it for the horns to go through.
Ah.
Steve and Ted hat. We didn't have a Steve and Ted anything except a show. Well, we got a morning show on radio. That's pretty good.
That's good enough.
That's good enough for us, okay?
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities, 641. Steve and Ted coming up. Don Grant, CFP. He is the Money Tracker. Critical considerations for an early retirement. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.